Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this Thursday morning. Melanie Cormody is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Great paper. Comes out every Thursday, and we like to take a peek between the folds, so to speak, and see what might be coming out in the paper today. Melanie, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know if between the folds is like a, it seems like an artificial expression, but I went with it. below the fold? I don't know. Santa Rosa County Veterans Court. You guys got a story about this, right?
Yeah, this is a great story. Some people may know that Florida DeSantis, he did a lot of vetoes this past year, and he vetoed the money to keep the Santa Rosa County Veterans Treatment Court going for a second year. So as of July 1st, there was no money to help with the expenses of the court or to help the 25 veterans in the program for the first year, which ended June 30th. Some people who may not be familiar with it, a Veterans Treatment Court is a program designed specifically for U.S. military veterans who are charged with criminal offenses and they're struggling with it, things like addiction and mental illness and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a great program. I mean, everybody thinks it's a great program. That's why it was so outrageous that he vetoed it. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Carmen Reynolds, she's the president of the Friends of Santa Rosa County Veterans Treatment Court and the person who originally did the footwork in order to get the court established last year. So she's working to try to find money and organizations to help make pledges to support the monthly cost to keep it going for the next year. She said that there are about $80,000 a month in expenses for these 25 veterans in Santa Rosa County who they are currently helping. The state has done research and it shows that veterans, now the Veterans Court, it's a treatment court. So they take into consideration their military experience and things that they may have gone through. And, you know, they offer things like AA classes and resources and mentorship and that sort of thing. So the state has done research and it shows that the veterans who are released from jail and don't have this sort of support system have a 60% rate of reoffending. Whereas with the supports, it's down to 8 to 12%.
Man, a 50% delta in recidivism—that's amazing. I'll take that every day. I'll take anything that can produce that kind of result is it's amazing. And Carmen's a retired colonel, Air Force colonel, right? If I remember correctly. So,
believe so.
Kudos to her for spearheading this. That's great. You've got a story about Steve Nissum. It's kind of interesting. The former sports guy from, and occasionally comes back, sports guy from Channel 3. What's the story?
That's right. Lisa Newell, our publisher, she went to the naturalization ceremony in Pensacola at the end of September, where 40 immigrants took the oath to become American citizens. And there, Mr. Steve Nissum, he shared his story about his father, who was 13 years old in 1941, living in Greece when the Nazis began their conquest of Europe and persecution of the Jewish people. And he just told this amazing story about his father's experience. His father knew the Germans were coming, so at 13 years old, he decided to leave home and his family without telling them. And he went to the nearest port, jumping on a rope to climb on board a ship and sail to Athens.
What?
And the entire story is just going over his father's experience going at 13 years old from country to country to country in Europe, one step ahead of the Germans who are invading each one of these countries.
Wow.
So it's amazing. And he said that at 16 years old, his father eventually joined the Greek army. And so that he could hitch a ride back home whenever the war was over. And then his father did eventually become an American citizen. So
Man.
It was really cool that he spoke at that ceremony.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around a 13-year-old who's informed enough about events of the world to even know that that's happening in the middle of playing his Xbox games, you know, modern day, you know, and then to make that decision to run away, to thrive in being essentially a runaway, an international fugitive of sorts, and then to wind up becoming, you know, a member of the Greek army and then to become an American. That's wow. Wow. That's and to do it without his parents, like to leave his family. That's just Amazing story. You guys also have a story about some girls who are working to rescue and preserve the bat population, right? And by bat, you know, the kind that fly and screech, not the kind you hit home runs with, right?
Correct. This is a fun story. The a local Girl Scout troop, they invited the Gulf Breeze News to come out to watch them install one of four of their bat boxes that they've created for their Civil War project. This one was the second one they installed, and they went to the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge. And these girls, I was so impressed with them. They did hundreds of hours of work researching and finding the best type of bat box to install. And each box probably costs close to $1,000 in materials.
Really?
They're very solid, very, very good boxes. And they offered a lot of information about bats that I didn't know about. They said that I didn't know that bats were as important of pollinators as they are. They said that they're just as important as bees and butterflies to the area.
Really?
And of course,
yeah,
a lot
I didn't know
of
that
them,
either.
Yeah. I didn't know that, and they're losing their habitats just because of development and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a fun story, and it's bats, and I thought it'd be great for an October issue. So.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, coming up to Halloween, I love it. And yeah, I mean, I love bats because they kill all the insects and the mosquitoes especially. So you know, more bats is less bites. So I'm a big fan. Interesting, and I'm sure you have several other things. The paper's always chock full of good stuff. The Gulf Breeze News. Melanie Cormody is the managing editor, and she joins us when Lisa, the publisher, is off for the week. Melanie, thank you for the time. Thanks for the update. All the great information you guys put out. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and we'll see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, did you not think it was an important clarification that it was bats that are that screech and, you know, fly around and not the kind you seem to laugh at that. You thought that was a silly clarification. But
no, but it was.
I just want to make sure nobody's led astray by the terminology. You know,
No, I am not led astray. I like that. Okay, so we're back to rolling accident-free right now. And let's see here. Our only delay right now is on I-10 eastbound through that construction zone around Highway 29. Everything else is looking really good. I'm so proud of you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I imagine the driver's like, oh, thanks.
I give them a warm fuzzy.
I've been trying to drive good just for you, John. Hey, speaking of driving well, if you need that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. You ever listen to somebody on the radio or TV and they do some segue like that and you laugh at them? Well, see, I'm the guy's like, I'm laughing with you. I think it's hilarious. I just think it's so... I don't know. Don't take yourself too seriously, okay? Frontier Motors, great selection of good quality used cars. In fact, what they go do all the time, they go to auctions, they get car leases, they get people bring cars in. In fact, if you have a car that's a, you know, year, two, maybe 3 years old with a, you know, few thousand miles, but not too many, and it's in really good condition and you want to sell it, well, you know, you can go meet, you know, Jimmy or Freddie or Billy Bob on Facebook Marketplace or, you know, and all the fun that entails, or you can bring it into Frontier Motors. It takes them about 15 minutes. They'll look it over. If it's the right kind of car, they'll make you an offer. If you would like a little bit more money than they're offering, you can consignment sell it through them. It might take a little bit more time, but they'll do that too. They just want good inventory because if they're, you know, 300 cars on the lot, if they sell about half every month, they mean they need to buy about, you know, half every month. So people like you who have a good car to sell. Or if you're looking to buy one, they have that too, of course. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you some money? Find out how today at 10:30 with Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy, sell gold and silver. Emerald Coast Coins, today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Blackley throws it up near sideline for the end zone. Picked off!
Yeah!
Four-man rush, Mendoza stepping up, he goes down!
House call! Touchdown Florida State! Touchdown, FSU! FSU!
Start your college football day this Saturday with the Florida State Seminoles and the Pitt Panthers in a key ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU welcomes the Pitt Panthers Saturday. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here I come to save the day.
Had to let it get to that part. I love that. You know, there's some of the old Offspring is so good.
Oh,
it's so good. It's 8:20 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Do I want to go down this road? I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. I've never been a big Rush fan.
Mm-hmm.
Just not anti, just not pro. Just didn't own any of the albums. My wife actually grew up listening to 2112. She grew up listening to Casey in St. Louis, which is the classic rock station in the Midwest. Anyway, but I had a friend convince me to listen to, Moving Pictures, I think was the one. And then, it's got some songs I knew and songs I didn't know. And then 2112. And I've listened to the two, and I don't mean to offend anybody who's a big Rush fan, but it's just not for me. I don't know why. I can't figure it out. It's just not, you know, some music like The Offspring, I'm like, yeah. And some music like Rush, I'm like, eh. I don't know. Some band, I think a lot of times it's like mom's cooking. If you grew up eating, it tastes good to you. It doesn't necessarily taste good to everybody. Now, I know Rush is much bigger than just mom's cooking, but, I think I grew up on Pink Floyd and Styx and Van Halen and, God, Asia, and I wouldn't objectively claim that Asia is a better band than Rush. I know better than to say something stupid like that. But to me, Asia was my music and Rush never was. So it's just, it's what you grew up on. Don't hate me. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
Well, President.
It's like movies, right? I mean, sorry to cut you off again, David, but it's like the movies. We grew up on these 80s movies and these 90s movies and, people are like, why that one? I'm like, I don't know, because it's awesome, because we grew up on it, right? And then you go back and you rewatch and you're like, it's less awesome than I thought it was by today's standards. Sorry, go ahead, David.
Oh, that's
Kindergarten
all right.
Cop is just objectively a fantastic movie. It's not. Go ahead, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm almost sure I'm done.
You can do it. Okay, then. Well, President Trump announced that the first phase of a ceasefire plan between Israel and Hamas was signed yesterday. He's hoping to pause the fighting there and facilitate the release of hostages and Palestinian prisoners. The Israeli cabinet will be preparing to vote on that deal. The White House anticipates 48 hostages, 20 of which are still believed to be alive, will be released on Monday.
This is step one of a two-step process, right? And the step two is the big, hairy, difficult, long, right? How are you going to get Hamas to lay down its arms? How are you getting Israel to back off? How are you going to get a coalition government to go in there and rule? What's going to happen after that? I mean, that's the big part, right? But this is a huge accomplishment for the president. There is
Absolutely.
No doubt. I mean, this is Nobel Peace Prize kind of stuff. Like, this is a big deal. Even if this is all that happens, just getting the hostage exchange after all this time, and it's never happened before, and it still has not happened yet, but if it does happen, you have to say this is a massive accomplishment. I think, I did not watch the video, but John, you were describing it when Rubio handed him the note, and there was a little bit of a, how about that? Like, you can't assume it's going to happen. You hope it's going to happen, but, you can't assume it. Anyway, go ahead, David. Sorry.
Well, Germany's cabinet has approved a new law allowing their police to shoot down rogue drones that they say threaten airspace security. This is after disruptions at the Munich airport that were linked to potential Russian activities. Their legislation will enable various drone countermeasures, including lasers and signal jamming.
So you think of the average, member of the German military pulling out his rifle. That's not going to work. They're too fast and too small. But, we talked before about this new piece of equipment you can put on the back of a truck that's basically this hybrid technology that uses a machine gun to laser sight and find it's a problem. We're really dealing with this problem of drones and airspaces. Go ahead, David.
And actually, I believe that's all I've got for
right
now.
Go ahead, David, and hit it on back to me. David. I appreciate that. Well done. All right, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you do?
I just wanted to get one interruption in.
You don't have a wrestling story for me for today?
No, nothing today.
Don't try me, son. All right, David, thanks for the update. The IRS is going to furlough half of its workforce.
Yay.
Okay.
As long as I get my refund.
See, no, but you won't. Everything's going to be slower. Like, getting help will be slower. Getting questions answered will be slower. Refund processing will be slower. The government shutdown is certainly not going to last 6 months. But, you know, all of the, well, you hope. I'm always baffled by conservatives who talk about being law and order people and then celebrate when the IRS breaks. I'm like, that's basically law enforcement. I mean, it's not gun and badge type law enforcement, but getting people to pay their taxes is not easy. Many, many people do not pay their taxes properly. And if they do not, you pay more. That's how it winds up, because, you know, that's a shortfall in funding. So I've just never really understood. I get that you hate paying taxes, and somehow you think that the guy who enforces the tax laws is the bad guy. No, the bad guy is the people who don't pay the taxes. The IRS is there to try to help us make sure they pay their taxes. So why do we celebrate when the IRS has less people to facilitate a process that all of us have to engage with? Anyways, that just... it's one of those things that kind of always has mystified me just a little bit. Meanwhile, I've been told that some government employees were already are supposed to get paid like tomorrow, I guess, is the day when they're already supposed to have checks for work they already did that they're not going to get. This is not like furloughed since. This is for work they did before. And, you know, I made the comment the other day about how, and I'm talking to Jimmy Patronis yesterday, that if you don't do work, we shouldn't be paying you. You know, I've never really understood the pay people later for the work they didn't do while they were furloughed, because A, it's kind of like saying that the work doesn't matter. It's not important because we can do without it. And also, why are we paying for a work product that doesn't happen? You know, the idea of compensation is that you compensate it for what you do, not for what you don't do. And somebody texted me and said, well, Andrew, if that's all in their contract, then if you don't pay them for the if you don't furlough them and pay them later, they'll just quit and go find other jobs, which I get. But if the threat is that the government employee system will collapse because people will go get other jobs during a shutdown, that just means the politicians will have that much more incentive to fix the problem so we don't have a shutdown. I mean, and I know that's a little bit of brinksmanship and, you know, make them pay, make there be a high pain so that they avoid the pain. But, yeah, otherwise you're paying for work that doesn't get done. And how is that good? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I can't follow that one.
And, okay. I hate that the average person who does government work doesn't get paid. That sucks. You're the person suffering should be the politicians who can't get the deal done, right? I mean, obviously, they're the ones who should have to suffer the most, not you, the employee. Well, I mean, you know, the situation we're in is because they don't have to pay and you do. And they can externalize, and even you don't have to because you get to not work and then get paid later. So anyway, I'm just trying to avoid, I'm trying to change the scope of the consequences a little bit to make it worth their while to try to actually make something happen so we don't do this dumbness again. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents right now to report to you. It looks like I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. 90, 98, even Highway 29. Are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with their traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Let's see, what else do we have going on here? This I thought was very interesting. This is one of those, every once in a while, a story will it embarrasses me, honestly, because it forces me to confront a stupidity in my own head that I didn't know I needed to confront. But that's this kind of story. So here's what happened. I really hate having to admit how I reacted to this story the first blush. So here goes. You have a strip club owner in San Francisco, like this legendary, not legendary like I know, but they're telling me it's this legendary. Like it was the first nudie bar in the country or something. Okay. Got murdered close to his home. It's not clear whether he was targeted. It's not clear whether we don't know anything. Okay. But this guy got shot in basically the street and killed, and again, we don't know exactly why, but Oh, I hate to admit it. There was a small part of me, first blush, is like, yeah, and? You know, like, because I really hate pornography and strip clubs and all that kind of stuff, and I think they're bad for men and they're bad for women and they're a blight on our society. And, you know, if I could make them illegal, I would do it. I don't think you can, but even could it be practical and all that? And then I'm like, oh, my God, that's the Luigi Mangione reaction. Oh, my God, that's the Charlie Kirk reaction. Oh, my God, that's all these people who hate the thing that a person does or says. And so when that person suffers, they're like, get them. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is so ugly. And it is ugly. You can't have people murdered, even adversely harmed. You can't have people getting beat up because they run strip clubs. That's wrong. I mean, I know it's wrong. This is a horrible thing. I'm just telling you that there was a little part of me that had that reaction. Like, oh, my God, that's how they react. The difference is that they react and then they engage in it and then they go dress up as Luigi from the Mario Brothers and then they celebrate outside of the courthouse. And there's no self-correction in their reaction. But it's important to recognize if you have a sinful reaction to something, okay, let's work on that. You know, what level of contempt and hatred do I have as a, you know, as a social moral conservative to these people? And, you know, is that healthy? No, that's not healthy. You know, Andrew, do better. So, horrible story, terrible thing. I don't know whether it was motivated by his job or his occupation or whatever you want to call it, but yeah, if citizens get murdered, it's always a bad thing. Period. Otherwise, you're embracing lawlessness and vigilantism and kind of the end of civilization. And don't embrace that.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Therese Crowley. The deal is signed in Egypt. President Trump declares, blessed are the peacemakers. With excited relief from Israel to Gaza, the Israeli government about to vote on a peace deal with Hamas to begin with ceasefire. The release of all 48 hostages, then nearly 2,000 Palestinians. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee tells Fox.
The president made it very clear two things had to happen. Hamas had to deliver all the hostages. And then they would have to recognize they don't have a future in Gaza. And the consistency and clarity of the president's message is part of the reason we're here today.
Hostage release expected Monday. Bipartisan praise for the president, but pitched political battles in D.C. over reopening the federal government day 9. The IRS plans to furlough nearly half its workforce, 40,000 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. Well, a shooting being investigated in the Montclair neighborhood yesterday. It happened on DeVille Way in the 4400 block. Officials say a victim was found shot in the chest in a front yard in that area. He was taken to an area hospital. Investigators do say they found a gun and shell casings in that area. So far, there is no word on a suspect. Now, Senator Don Gates filing legislation to introduce a work requirement for able-bodied Medicaid recipients that don't have small children at home.
There are about 100,000 or more able-bodied people between 18 and 65 who are not taking care of small children at home who are on Medicaid. Their friends and neighbors are paying for their medical expenses, but yet they're able-bodied and able to work
Gates
and aren't working.
Talking with Channel 3 about his proposals, he says they're designed to make the state more financially responsible. He says that there needs to be a distinction between Medicaid recipients that can't get off the couch and Medicaid recipients that won't get off the couch. There are low-income clinics in the area that offer free health care. They're bracing for an influx of new patients if these legislation items pass. Well, mark another one down for Graffiti Bridge, a box truck, Haverty's Furniture box truck getting stuck under the trestle yesterday. Channel 3 with a photo of the truck underneath the bridge. Many trucks, of course, have been damaged there over the years. The city was working on a warning device to deter trucks from driving underneath, but that project is on a temporary hold as they wait for work on another nearby project to begin. Now, the city of Pensacola
announcing yesterday that they have hired a new city administrator. Former Supervisor of Elections David Stafford, Mayor D.C. Reeves making that announcement on Wednesday. The position had been vacant for a few months since former Administrator Tim Kinsella left to take a job with Navy Federal. It is 8:34 here, News Radio 92.3. The Florida House reconsidering a proposal aimed at allowing some individuals to pursue medical malpractice lawsuits for deaths of family members. There is a scheduled discussion on this on October 15th. The bill is seeking to repeal a 1990 law that restricts individuals over 25 from suing for non-economic damages in those cases. Supporters say it addresses accountability for healthcare providers. Opponents, including the governor, say it could lead to increased litigation and higher costs for medical malpractice insurance. Well, there's an effort underway to require elementary school students in Florida to learn cursive writing. That's been introduced for next year's legislative session. The proposal mandates cursive instruction for students in grades 2 through 5 and aims for them to demonstrate proficiency in cursive by the end of 5th grade. The next legislative session begins in January. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free. I'm not seeing anything on the big board even to delay your journey this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate you always keeping us up to date. 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today, a little on the warm side, starting off with temperatures in the 70s as you head into your afternoon, high around 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures starting to fall, 62 degrees. Going into Saturday, beautiful sunny weather with a high near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 73 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. And taking a look at our opening markets here today, the Dow is up 23 points at 46,624. S&P up 3.25 points at 67,5796. NASDAQ, though, down just about 6 points at 23,37,466. 10-year bond rate is up a bit this morning at 4.146%. Gold price is up 420 at 4,074.70. Copper is up, platinum's up, palladium's up as well. And taking a look at our crypto market, down across the board today. Bitcoin down about 300 at 123,239. Ethereum down 134. Solana down $4. Dogecoin down 0.1 cents. XRP down almost a dime this morning. It's 8:36. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So, when you go to the post office and they have a mail depository where you pull the handle and then you put in your typically package, because if it were just a letter, you'd probably put it just in the slot, you know. But okay, let's say the slot is broken or whatever, but you're using the pull down handle, okay? Or back when they, God, this is. Do they even exist anymore where mailboxes have that same function on them, you know, where it's got a door you open and you slide in the package and then you close the door? Or when you go to the library, for example, to return a book or a CD or a DVD, more likely than a CD. But anyway, and you pull down the door, you insert the materials, and then you close the door. Here's the question of the day, 437-1620. Do you open it back up and check and make sure it
works? I knew you were going there. I knew it. I was like, okay, this is where this is going.
Yeah. See, you're starting to get to know me. It's only been a year and a half. You're almost there.
I'm getting there.
All right, 437-1620. Are you a lever puller downer checker? I don't know how to. Do you check the chute? Do you verify that, you know, gravity and physics worked yet again for you? 437-1620, John.
Of course I do, because there was one time
there it is
that I put a package
there
in there and
is.
There was so much junk in there that when I opened it back up, I was like, oh, wait
this
a second.
It didn't work.
No.
And somebody will come along and steal the whatever it is you're mailing to somebody else, right?
Yes. So that happened one time. So
one time, and for the rest of your life, you always check it. All right, Meg, 437-1620, are you a lever puller downer checker at the library or the post office? There might be other, if you can think of other situations where this would also be true, I'd love other examples, but those are the two prominent ones. So
yes,
because
well,
do you have John's trauma to excuse your behavior, that it actually failed on you one time and you remember that forever vividly and
I'm
cry
not sure
when
if
you think
I'd
about
classify it as trauma, however,
I mean, look at John.
No, it's a habit. So here we go. I never know what to expect when I walk in here. I know that when I pull it down and I throw the thing in, and I sort of just automatically, I didn't think about it, just to make sure it went all the way in.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other question, though. If you notice that it's full, do you then go into the post office and tell them it's full?
Well, obviously, yes.
Really?
Well, I will tell you, though.
Because I've seen people in cars ahead of me, and when I get there and I go, oh, it's full.
So every once in a while, the library is closed for some reason, or they have the drop boxes closed for some reason. Like, for instance, they had them closed. They have them closed during elections because they don't want people to get confused.
Right.
They put ballots in the drop boxes, which is amazing that they have to do that. We're so dumb. but also, like, on a, you know, you go to the library on a Monday and they're not open yet because they've been closed for Sunday or whatever. And if you're there early enough before they've collected, you can sometimes see it's overflowing.
Right.
And I have seen people pull up in a car and shove the materials in on top of the already overflowing materials.
Right. That's exactly
and there
what
is,
I'm talking about.
There is a real small part of me, the thief inside, that thinks, oh, look, free books and DVDs. And who's going to pay for it? Well, the other dummies who dropped them. I don't, obviously. But there's a part of me that thinks that way. Hmm. And I have seen people do that. And I think it's weird. Because if the thing doesn't go in, if there's not room to go in, then why would you do it that way?
Mm-hmm.
That's so, all right.
Do you remember like Blockbuster, the VHS?
Yes.
I
know you did. That's why I was.
That's right, baby.
I know. Right.
And those would be full too.
That's right.
Because of stupid Blockbuster, employees wouldn't do their jobs.
I know, right?
Oh my God. This is such flashback stuff.
Please be kind to rewind.
Because just like the library bins, it's a big metal box on wheels, and mm-hmm. then it has a spring mechanism that weighs down over time. And yeah, but if you know you get enough of them in there, you know they'll push back out the end. 437-1620. So I am also a what did I call it? A dropper, boxer, leaper, lever, puller, downer, checker.
Puller, downer, checker.
I don't know. It seems like a Dr. Seuss book. Anyway, I do always. I don't think I've ever had the trauma. I don't think I've ever had John's experience where it didn't turn out. But there's a part of me that knows that one day.
One day you will.
One day.
And then you'll look back and go, John was right.
I wonder now as I'm thinking about it, if it wouldn't be fun.
Oh, boy.
Fun in the kind of way that, you know, a 54-year-old man finds a thing fun just because it's weird. Thrilling, maybe, to just one time drop something off and not check. And experience the liberation of trust.
Well, if it's like a bill or something, yeah, I don't know if I paid that or not, the IRS.
I'm seeing Meg is like her whole body is tensing up with anxiety.
No, I'm not. It's tensing up with incredulousness.
Well, how could anybody even do that?
I know. I'm just like,
so
what?
So crazy. All right, 437-1620. Let's check some of the texts here. 437-1620. All right. The Dan, and I say that because he wants to be called the Dan. He's told me many times it's not just Dancer. Okay, so the Dan says, those aren't garbage cans. Okay, fine. Somebody says, I do. It's prudent. Okay. Also, trust issues. Yes, sir. I open it back up and make sure that it's gone. I think everybody does. It's, you know, okay.
It's just kind of a habit.
After my package is gone, I like to put a few pieces of double-sided tape in there just to mess with the next guy.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Somebody says, of course you check. Trust but verify. Mark says, just plain check. Somebody says, definitely yes. Always check after putting in my mail. I did have one letter stuck one time years ago. I even checked twice. Oh, that's like the clicker, like, you know, beep, beep, on, you know, your fob for your car. And then you're like, did I hear it? Beep, beep. There it is again. Mm-hmm. I'm all good. Oh, man, that's funny. He checks twice. I love it. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. He's got all these OCD listeners. John, go ahead, sir.
That's right. Well, we've got no accidents or delays to report to you right now. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm so proud of you this morning. Again, I want to give more, you know, kudos.
Encouragement.
Yes, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You are Mr. Warm and Fuzzy. That's for sure.
Trying to be.
Hey, if you're 64 turning 65 and you're going to transition over onto Medicare and you have questions, call my friend Ricky Stewart. She'll answer them. It's very easy. She will talk to you about all that stuff. You know, if you're retiring, okay, this is something else where you're going to, you know, it's a bit of a change, and obviously you're going to do things a little bit differently, and you want to make sure to get the information properly, and that's, she can answer this. Her whole family does insurance is the one part that she does, and she's fantastic at it. And in fact, we are starting to get into, you know, the kind of the open enrollment for Medicare. The annual enrollment actually starts on the 15th and goes through December 7th. And she is hosting a United Healthcare Medicare event Monday the 13th, so that is this coming Monday, Columbus Day, at the Courtyard Marriott, 9 Mile off of I-10. Sessions are at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can have United Healthcare is going to have people there. RSVPs haven't gone out yet, but, you know, she's wanting you to know that you can come to that. If people want more information, just have them call her. Her phone number is 341-2185 or RSVP, go online and find it. It's a great small group information session for folks turning 65 or wanting to look at United Healthcare plans for 2026. So again, you can call her 341-2185 or look her up online, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com. All right, back to the text. The question of the day, when you go to the post office and you drop off a package in the little metal pull-down bin, do you check it afterwards to make sure that it's actually empty and has gone through? Same thing at the library. Same thing if you can remember what a Blockbuster video was. Or I'm trying to think if there were other examples of this kind of thing. I'm failing to think of
the bank. Used to be bank deposits.
Yeah. Oh, God. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you double check that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough. Do you feel uncomfortable when you put your stuff in the little canister and ship it off that you want to make sure they actually got it? You know, in the tube from the drive-thru?
But you can see it.
Yeah. It's not quite the same.
It's not really the same.
All right. Sorry.
Good try, your
monologue. Let's see. yes, I definitely check unless I actually hear it drop, especially FedEx. Oh, there's another one. Okay.
Oh, right. FedEx boxes.
If I don't hear the clunk of it hitting the bottom, then definitely yes, I check. That's your payoff. You must check. Gravity may fail when returning your VHS tape to Blockbuster. That's right.
That is true.
Could be a quantum event.
It could be.
I mean, if the statue can randomly move all of the molecules in one direction and wave in a random quantum event, you don't know.
Alternate timeline.
It could just be this timeline.
Yeah, sure.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20 I have zero trust and 100% anxiety. So naturally, I walk my letter into the post office. Shout out to Amber and the whole crew at the Davis Highway location. Oh, nice. They're the best. Yeah. Same for any other drop off. Yes, I always did until one time at night deposit at the bank when I opened it back up and it jammed and got stuck. So from now on, I don't do that. Oh, that's stress too, though, because then what do you do?
Yeah, not good.
What do you do? Half in, half out. Can't figure out. Can't solve it either way.
Camping for the night.
Michael says bank deposit, night drop box. I would put the drop in, close and lock, and then unlock and just to check and be sure.
Yes.
James says, I worked at Blockbuster also back in 97. Had to quit because I couldn't stand being polite and professional.
Okay.
My friend, you're seen. when my true personality was anything but polite and professional. Me, I'm just nice down to the core. So that was always easy for me. I can't even say it with a straight face. Oh, my God. Also check the night deposit box at the bank. You know what I wonder, though? So here's the thing. We got people listen to this. And now they're going to go use a lever puller downer thinger.
Of course.
And
like, I have to go use one as soon as I leave here.
Oh, no.
And so yes. The question is, how many are going to experiment and try not doing it and see how much stress that causes them? And how many of them are now going to double check? Because they say, oh, you can double check and not be a weirdo? No, there you go. Do what you want.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi. But you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction. 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Show me the money!
Now there was a time when you loved me so.
Good morning. 51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All right, can I just be really kind of sappy, and you'll see why I say that for just a second. So do I have your permission to just do something kind of nice? We don't normally do this. I try not to be nice usually.
I know.
It's just such hard work. but here goes.
Oh, gosh.
Honestly, I read this the other day, and this is on social media, and I thought, you know, honestly, that's quite good, okay? So it was a picture of a car, and on the back of the car, it had a picture of one of those adhesive metal like strip kind of things. Like, you see them on people all the time when they're learning how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have, you know, be patient with me. I'm a learning driver, or whatever, the yellow things, okay?
Student driver.
Yeah, and it's always funny because when I was teaching my son how to drive, like, half the time I'm shuttling him to somewhere, and then I'm driving the car, and I just leave him on there because I figure, oh, cool, people will be nice to me, you know?
Be but like, then oh, he's learning
then
now.
Then I also, it's weird to feel the sense that other people are judging you as being worse at something than you really are.
Oh, I judge you.
Well, duh.
Of course.
But, you know, I don't know, that weird sort of feeling that I bet they think I'm a bad driver. and not because I am, but they might interpret something as being from a bad driver because it's got that sticker on it. And, you know, I want them to know I'm a good driver and I don't deserve the sticker. And these are all the, it's counseling for later. Anyway, so the sticker, this one was not about being a new driver. It said learning stick.
Ooh.
Sorry for any delay.
Ooh.
Which is an interesting one because, you know, when people don't know how to drive a stick, it is a bit of a, you know, and when somebody's stopped in front of you and they're driving poorly or whatever. Okay, so I'm going to read you the thing. This morning on my way to work, I followed a car with a sign in the back window that said, learning stick, sorry for any delay. Knowing that, I stayed patient through the slow shifts and the jerky starts, and honestly, they were doing pretty well for someone still learning. And then I caught myself wondering, would I have been just as patient if I hadn't seen the sign? Probably not. And that thought hit me hard. Because the truth is, most people don't wear signs that explain what they're going through. You won't see going through a divorce, lost a child, feeling depressed, just diagnosed with cancer. I'm lost a pet, lost a job, got bad news. Yeah, you know, all the stuff, right? Anyway, it says, if we could see people's struggles written out, maybe we'd treat each other more gently. But we shouldn't need a sign to show kindness. Everyone you meet is carrying something you can't see, so let's choose patience, let's choose grace, let's choose love, even when there's no sign telling us to. Aww. I mean, that's just...
love this.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It really is. Yeah, 'cause, you know, everybody's got their thing, and, you know. Okay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. I just thought that was pretty... poignant. So go ahead, John.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, they're all flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Now, you want to learn some new slang?
Six,
it depends.
Seven.
Yeah, well, you got that one already, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we
you
learned
know
that
6-7,
one.
You do your hands, and then you, six, seven, you know, it doesn't eight. Mean anything. It's yeah. total It's total skibbity brain rot.
How do you really feel?
I'm still convinced that the best way to thwart slang is to use it. Because if the old uncool people use it, they'll find something else.
Oh, it ruins it.
That's right. It's no fun anymore when the old people are saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ohio. John, I'm looking for you to see if you recognize any of these. Ohio, it means something strange, weird, or cringy. So that's Ohio. Never yet.
Well, I mean, it describes the state.
A little bit, but, yeah. You know. Hey, if you're from Ohio, it's fantastic.
Yeah, lovely.
We love you. Yeah. Okay, a bop. A bop is, it's actually kind of a cute one. A bop is somebody who has a bunch of romantic partners bopping from person to person. Or bopping person after either way you might
depends
think of it.
On how you want
to. We used to call that something else.
Yeah, word that rhymes with rut and starts with a different couple of letters. Yeah.
Yes. An S.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's not meant as a compliment. It's often deployed in cyberbullying. You're a bop.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Mogging. Not magaing, not magaing. Mogging is someone, though is good because it means you're outdoing others by being more attractive, skilled, or successful. So, John, you're mogging board hopping today.
Oh.
Oh.
It's a compliment.
Thank you.
Doesn't sound like a
compliment. Doesn't sound like it, though.
Now, he mogging. I think that's maybe how you might say it.
Oh, no. So, I'm going to have to use these words today.
A huzz. There could not possibly be anything less hip and old than talking people through slang terms on the radio. But here we are.
Here we are.
It's fine. It's my cross to bear, okay?
It somehow it loses something in the interpretation.
Yeah, I should have brought my kid in with me to use them properly, and then he'd just be rolling his eyes and 6-7, whatever. A huzz is an attractive girl or group of girls or someone you'd want to impress. Well, that sounds a little bit like huzzy.
I wasn't
but that's
say
not
it,
a, usually a good thing. Although that's with S's, not Z's. Just don't glaze. Glaze is heaping someone with excessive and insincere praise. I kind of like that one. Don't glaze me, bro.
Okay. I won't. Trust me.
I thought it was going to be glaze over.
Like glazed donuts or something.
Or glaze over when someone's
now
eyes
see,
just glaze over.
When I made the distinction that it's a bat that flies and shrieks instead of a bat that you hit a home run with, you said that was unnecessary, but now I glaze and you're thinking donuts.
Right.
Stay on target.
I am.
Chopped means the opposite of huzz. So huzz is the good and chopped is the ugly or undesirable.
So you said in a sentence. So
I'm going to go talk to her. She has. That's good. I don't know why I have to use broken English to do it, but.
I don't either. That's why I wanted to
I ain't
hear.
Talking to her. She chopped.
Okay.
So a chopped salad would be.
Coleslaw?
Ugly? Undesirable? I don't know. I don't know. You can mix and match these words this way.
He's so coleslaw.
I know. He's so iceberg.
This is why old so people romaine. Don't invent slang, because we are terrible at it. Big back. Someone who's physically big or who draws gentle teasing for hogging food or being lazy. Well, that's a pretty wide range. You're not lazy if you're zesty. A zesty person is lively, exciting, and energetic.
You are zesty.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's because I'm mogging my radio show.
Ah, look at you being zesty.
I don't know. You so kale.
Boiled eggs. Croutons.
I feel like we've really done a terrible disservice to the audience today. I'll take all the blame.
You started it.
Phantom tax, which I think they spell F-A-N-U-M, but it's probably from phantom tax. It's when somebody orders food and you take a couple fries. That's a phantom tax. But they say it has to do with a streamer online who is popular on Twitch and whatever. Yeah. We're hoping this story is Green F-N, which is a guaranteed win. And then the last one is, it's possible that this story was written by a clanker that's an AI or a bot. So, there you go. Just helping you all be huzz.
You're listening to...